Hey, that was some James Brown. It is about 4:01. We're at WMFO Medford, 91.5. This is Soundtrack of Your Life, and today I have a special guest here with me. You want to say hello and introduce yourself?
Hello, thanks for having me. My name is Vance Matthews. I am a student here at Tufts, a good friend of Dan's. So the theme is Soundtrack of Your Life, and I thought that I literally wanted to give the soundtrack of my life, so...
Oh, wait, hold up. I put you on the wrong mic.
Okay.
You could, like, recap what you just said.
All right, so my name is Vance Matthews. I'm a student here at Tufts. I'm a good friend of Dan. And when I first heard the theme of Soundtrack of Your Life, I thought I literally wanted to give the soundtrack of my life. So what I did is I thought back of the songs that were really potent or like important to me when I was growing up and throughout my high school and college career. So the first song is Alice in Chains, Man in a Box. It's the earliest song I can remember. My mom was definitely one of those rocker moms.
But that's the earliest song you could remember.
This is the earliest song I can remember. I remember it being played in the car all the time. I was born in 95. That's when grunge started to get extremely popular. It was coming out of the underground. So, yeah.
West Coast,
best coast.
All right. So we're going to listen to some Alice in Chains here. You want to get us started, Vance?
Yep.
Oh,
All right, Vance. So we just listened to Heart in a Box by Alice in Chains. And
yes. Now, the next song, I think, needs some explanation. So the next song we're going to play is All Star by Smash Mouth. Now, I remember explicitly in the car with my mom, every time this song would come on, I was like 7 years old, we would just like scream it at the top of our lungs. And I am not ashamed to admit that. So with this, here is All Star.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
So the next song reminds me more of my dad because it's something that my dad was really into and played around a lot as when I was a kid. This is when I'm about 5 to like 12 years old, like pre-middle school. He was a big Metallica fan, and so one of the songs I remember that was very important to me back then and I listened to all the time was Enter Sandman.
I want to sing along, but we're going to play the song in a second, so it's fine.
Okay.
Also, you keep wanting to say the word potent instead of important.
I don't know why.
And I'm not...
I don't know.
Curious what's on your mind.
Everything's on my mind.
Everything. The potency. Okay. Here's music.
We'll be right back. said you would just leave, your presence still lingers here, and it won't leave me alone. These wounds won't seem to heal, this pain is just too real, there's just too much that time cannot erase. When you cried, I'd wipe away all of your tears. When you'd scream, I'd fight away all of your fears. And I held your hand through all of these years, but you still have all of me.
Right.
So that song, My Immortal by Evanescence, this is an introduction to my middle school angsty years. It's very obvious. The next song was also very angsty. Mm. It was also very angsty. I was a huge Linkin Park fan.
Oh.
And but although that, like, it is a little embarrassing, I think that everyone was kind of a little bit of a Linkin Park fan.
I was
back
definitely
in middle school.
A Linkin Park fan, so, back in middle school.
I think it opened me up to better music, yeah, actually. But anyways, here's Breaking the Habit by Linkin Park.
mess to try to start again. I don't want to be the one the battles always choose, 'cause inside I realize that I'm the one confused. I don't know what's worth fighting for, or why I have to scream. I don't know why I instigate and say what I don't mean. I don't know how I got this way. I know it's not alright, so I'm breaking the habits.
Want to talk about that, Vance?
Yeah. So that song was Assassin. When I was in middle school, I decided, because I listened to the song, that I wanted to learn how to play guitar. And with that, I picked up the guitar. I ended up learning this song like a year later, but I was so proud when I was able to hit all those notes. And, you know, guitar has been something like that I've played a lot since middle school. So with that, the next song, I guess, starts to get into the weirder stuff I started listening to. The next song is Vicinity of Obscenity by System of a Down. As you can tell, when I was in middle school, I was really into angsty, like, metal. And
wait, really?
Yeah. Oh. Surprise, surprise.
Like, those last songs that we... Oh, right, that's... Okay.
But I guess, like, System of a Down was more of the introduction to, like, music that can be a lot different. Mm. System of a Down, especially, the political message, was always very interesting, and they have very interesting ways of vocalizing it. I honestly don't know what the song's about, but it was a song that I was really into. I listened to the song obsessively for like 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. Although it's not a single or anything by them.
It's just like some random song.
Yeah, it's some random song off their album Hypnotized from 2005.
You're such a weird kid, Vance.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, here it is.
Banana terracotta, terracotta pie. Banana, banana, banana terracotta. Banana terracotta, terracotta pie.
Vicinity of obscenity in your eyes. Terracotta, terracotta, terracotta pie. Is that a perfect way of holding you, baby? Vicinity of obscenity in your eyes. Terracotta pie, hey, terracotta pie, hey, terracotta pie, hey, terracotta pie, hey, terracotta pie.
Public service announcement, grill safety. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any buildings before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave it. Leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended.
Why?
If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You are a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
All right, so we're going to grill on the porch.
Later. Maybe.
Who are you to wave your finger? You must have been out your hair. I hold deep in muddy waters. You practically raised the dead. Rob the grave to snow the cradle, then burn the evidence down. Soapbox, house of cards and glass. So don't go tossing your stones around. You must have been. You must have been high.
So that was the music I listened to at the end of middle school, and now we're entering my high school years, and I discovered my true love, which is Radiohead.
What do you mean Tom York? Just Tom York?
Oh, no, it's Radiohead.
Oh.
It's all of them. I love all of them. So okay. The song that I first listened to by them was How to Disappear Completely. So Here is Radiohead's How to Disappear Completely from Kid A.
Great album.
don't consider a cheat thing now. Repeating now. Consider it cheating now. Can't think of anything to do. Yeah, my left brain knows that her love is fleeting. She's just looking for something new. And I said it once before, but it bears repeating now.
Be moving to Montana soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box that I can sell uptown. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental.
Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I just might grow me some beans, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down. Pluck some floss and swish it around. I'd have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon.
Lost my find me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline with a pair of heavy-duty zircon-encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. Ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlight at night, and then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push, just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss bush, and then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn of Montana.
Into Montana soon.
Yippee-i-yo-tie-yay.
Into Montana soon.
Yippee-i-yo-tie-yay.
Into Montana soon.
Yippee-i-yo-tie-yay.
Into Montana soon.
Yippee-i-yo-tie-yay.
Move into Montana soon.
That was from Frank Zappa with Montana. Before that, we had... I'll let you talk, man.
Yeah, so this was Frank Zappa, Montana, one of my favorite guitar players. And this pretty much concludes my high school experience, the types of music that I listened to. I actually forgot what I played. Radiohead.
Radiohead had to disappear completely, and White Stripes fell in love with a girl.
Those were the songs I listened to all the time. Mm. It's kind of, there's a trend, the older I get, the older music I listen to.
Yeah.
So, since we don't have enough time for me to go through my entire college experience and all the music I listen to, I'll leave you with a good, I guess, representation of what my entire college experience has been. So, this is The Beatles' Day Tripper.
All right.
Got a good reason for taking the easy way out.
Taking the easy way out now. Up at about 11 o'clock, about maybe 10 or 12 dynamo.